Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy, it's Jeremy and Joe. So D'Amico was asked, how far away is this offense? All right, he was asked some things, but he answered how far away is this offense. And D'Amico was nice enough to actually join us today on Jeremy and Joe. D'Amico, how far away is the offense?
Yeah, for what we're doing offensively, defensively, man, we're not far away. So I don't want to – I'm not in the mode of where, hey, it's doom and gloom. Like, we're not far away. We're close. I think we made a lot of strides in this game. On yesterday, we did a lot of positive things that we did well. Of course, there are always things, issues, and things that you can't correct. But it's not far off, right? We got to make the plays we're supposed to make. But we're pressing forward. I mean, we're looking forward to Jacksonville to see how we can clean this thing up and get it moving.
Hey, Jordan P. Guestline, thank you, D'Amico. I don't like when people say on yesterday.
It was. I don't either. It was better.
I'm not a big fan of that.
It was better from week one to week two.
Okay.
Are they close?
I mean, they were playing a lesser defense and they were at home. Shouldn't it have been better?
Yeah, and I know it's coach speak in a way.
But no, it's 100%. He can't be like, oh, yeah, we're the worst offense in sliced bread. But like, he's got to be positive.
But he called out CJ for missing the Nico throw in the end zone.
Well, he kept it a buck, yeah.
I mean, he kept it factual, right? It wasn't – he didn't call him out, but the truth was is he said CJ Stroud missed that throw and he should have made it. And hearing him say it's close, though, it just reminds me of last year. That's why – it stood out to me. Because last year, D'Amico Ryans all year told us, it's going to click soon. We're going to turn it on. We're going to get it going. And it never happened. But they told us every week, him and CJ, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. I'm just kind of tired of hearing that you're going to get there.
Yeah, but you're close. But what's he going to do? He believes in positive energy. He's an energy bus guy. He doesn't believe in energy vampires. He's going to be positive. And I think it's fine. I think it's good logic. I think it's good coaching. You can't be doom and gloom. You can't be like, oh, we're terrible. We're never going to win a football game again. Like that doesn't help anybody. That does nothing. So like, I get that. You don't want to hear it, and like this is what happens in press conferences, though. Like, you're not happy with the team, you dislike everything that's said. You're happy with the team, you don't care what they say. Everything is great. So it's more about the production than what he's saying. I would do the same thing if I were a head coach. I would be probably more on the positive side. I would be like, you know, no energy vampires. So I get what he's doing. Like, I don't have any issue with it. Now, cash it or trash it. Do you believe him? Or is this coach speak, all that? Cash or trash. The Texans are actually close right now.
Big trash.
Offense, big trash. Specifically. Yeah, I trash it, too.
I don't believe it. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see it. I would love to see, you know, at some point that they turn it on and they really get it going and CJ looks more like he looked his rookie year. And it is week two of new offense, so that it's very possible. But it's hard to fathom that they can be that much better right now. I don't see that.
That was the Texans offense rebooting. D'Amico, where did Nick Caley improve in week two? D'Amico.
How we got the calls in much quicker. Our guys were able to get out of the huddle. You felt the urgency, like the tempo of our guys in and out of the huddle. Like, we got our calls in. Guys were able to get to the line of scrimmage. We weren't pressing there as the play clock was going down. So I thought Nick did a much better job of just dialing it down a little bit and making sure, hey, we had plays that we can call, we can get executed really well. I thought we did a really nice job of that.
The Houston Texans got the plays in right. They got to the line of scrimmage. They got to the line, Joe. There was enough time on the play clock when they got to the line. Swarm!
That might have been the most, like, condescending, depressing thing I've heard come out of his mouth.
We got to the line!
He's celebrating the fact that they called a play.
That's peewee football.
That they called a play.
Our 5-year-olds got to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, but hey, they did. Again, I think throughout the game, I think throughout the game it got worse. Like, I think as the pressure ramped up and it got louder in the stadium and things like that.
It got to the line.
It got worse, but
here's
they
the,
got to the line. No delay of game penalties.
Great. Congratulations.
If I can spin that, by him saying what we improved was we called a play,
yeah.
Is that a non-obvious way to criticize what Nick Haley's done through 2 weeks?
Or the quarterback. Like, I know we're like, you know, having fun with this soundbite, but did you catch at the end where he said dialing it down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? What does it mean whenever the offensive coordinator's dialing down the offense? What does that mean?
It's a nicer way of saying dumbing down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that goes back to where if it's the play call gets in, if CJ Stroud is not communicating the play quickly enough to his teammates, that can lead to part of the reason why you're not getting to the line quickly enough and you're having a problem
that
dialing
it down is the biggest testament to CJ Stroud.
That kind of makes me think when they looked at the Rams film, one of the things they took away from it is we put too much on CJ's plate.
Yes. Bingo. Why else would they be dialing it down?
Yeah.
What are you dialing it down for, Nico?
Nope.
You dialing it down for your left tackle?
Nope.
Who? Why would you dial down what you're doing on offense?
Like, I know you guys, I mean, I know we kind of poked fun at this. I think it was yesterday or maybe it was Monday, or I guess it was yesterday, but I don't, there's a reason why the S2 stuff is coming up again. Like, it's comments like this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like.
Are you trying to stay away from that Twitter storm?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fair.
But that's like that's what this means. Like,
why would you dial down the offense after all season you talked about more control, more power, more autonomy at the line, and already that's going into the second game of the year, you dialed it down on offense.
And maybe it's
his words.
Maybe Nick Haley because they have to dial it down because he can't decide what plays he wants. Cuz I do think that's part of what he said too is Nick Haley makes it sound like the first week he was a little indecisive about the plays that he wanted
Maybe.
To call. So, like, your offensive coordinator has to have
a plan
in place. And that, look, and I would give Nick Haley a pass for that. If that's part of the problem, that his first game calling plays ever in the NFL in a regular season game, he's not exactly confident in what he wants to run in every situation, I will give him a pass for that. That can be improved with experience.
Yeah, hopefully
but just,
that.
That's not what that sounds.
No, it doesn't. 4931. Love it whenever Israel and Vera call in. I turn it up every time they do. It's funny that you texted that right then, because let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Vera, you're in with the Jays. What's up?
Hey guys, appreciate it as always. You know, the two rookies did so well. I mean, on the very very limited snaps that they have been playing, right? Higgins had that really good catch and run, 30 yards, and Noel had a 53-yard punt return. Woody Marks seems to have run okay. I think he had a first down run against Tampa, and I think he got 4 or 5 yards, whatever. So I think in the limited opportunities that they have been, you know, getting, the rookies have been, you know, doing as good as you expect them to be. Yes, there are going to be bumps and bruises along the way, but you know, I think it's time to just put more on the rookies' plate. I mean, they are. Sometimes I realize coaches and management are afraid to put rookies into the line of fire. But if your season is like already looking like, oh my God, is it not looking good? I mean, Tarek Ogunbowale is likely not going to be here in 2026, but Woody Marks, Higgins, and Noel will be, right? The other point I also wanted to get your opinions on is, they probably should have more quarterback design play. Like at the fourth down, I was thinking, right, fourth down and at the goal, they should have had where, you know, maybe the line goes one way and the quarterback runs in the opposite direction and gets into the end zone. But it just seems like whatever he was running was all because he was a scrambling kind of buy time and there wasn't like a quarterback design play. I'll hang up and listen, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Thanks, guys.
I'll be honest, I think that they ask for the rookies, while I understand what people in Vera, what you're asking for, I think it's going to go in the opposite direction. Like the way that they're discussing Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios returning, it feels like those two guys are going to be impactful parts of this offense, specifically Christian Kirk. Like I don't think we should be expecting to see just because Watson is hurt
mm-hmm.
an increased snap count, an increased involvement in the playbook for Higgins and Noel.
No, I want C.J. Stroud to take the snap, take a three-step drop, and get rid of the football. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see some deep post to Nico. I want to see if you're blitzed to jump ball for Nico. I want to see him throw the ball quickly as possible. Like, stop trying to create. Stop trying to play make. I know that you're capable, but that's a last resort. I don't need a bunch of this fancy stuff. I want C.J. Stroud sitting in the pocket and throwing the ball quickly and placing the ball where only he can. That's his strength. Do a lot of that. 713-780-3776. Cash them or trash them? Were you going to say something?
No, it's okay.
Cash them or trash them? What are you cashing? What are you trashing? With the J, 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 975, ESPN 92.5. Mike Holley, U of H class of 1990, go Cougs. He's a good football mind. He used to play some football. He used to protect a Heisman Trophy winner. Now he's protecting your business. He's been protecting the interests of businesses for 25 years now at HRMP. Chris Fisher over there, he's an Aggie. It means they're balanced. It means they have great people. HRMP provides comprehensive human capital management services like HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. HRMP is going to work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. I was talking to Chris the other day. He came to the station. He's like, a lot of these HR companies, they'll get these companies to sign on with them, and then they'll force them to pick the retirement plan that they use. HRMP doesn't do that nonsense. You got freedom with HRMP. It's what makes them so great. Nothing cookie cutter about HRMP either. You need a little help, a lot of help, anything in between. HRMP is going to create a plan for what you and your business needs. Their customer service elite. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll be calling someone familiar with you, familiar with your company. I can attest to that customer service. Anytime I have a question, always a quick response, very easy to understand. We're doing what, enrollment benefits right now, whatever that thing's called? You know, it's so easy with HRMP. They make it easy for jabronis like me that don't like to do that stuff. I'm very thankful for HRMP. So if you're a business owner, take care of your employees by getting some HRMP in their life. Let HRMP take on the demands of human resources. Eliminate all your burdens so you can get back to growing your business or doing whatever you want to do. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRMP customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or check them out online at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's cash 'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy, it's Jeremy and Joe. What are you cashing, what are you trashing? 713-780-3776. Joe, what are you cashing, what are you trashing?
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish are in a better position this year after starting 0-2 to make the playoffs than they were last year.
I hate this already.
After they lost to Northern Illinois.
I trash it.
Really?
Trash.
Yeah.
You've lost to the currently ranked number 4 and number 10 team in the country.
To me, it's more about the number of losses.
I think it's equal, actually.
Because they've lost by a combined 4 points to two top 10 teams.
I know, but I don't think who or how really matters. Because if you get to a third loss, you're done.
Yeah, I think that's why I think it's equal.
That's, yeah.
But they had no, but it's.
They didn't lose another game last year.
No, they won out.
Yeah, so like if they would have lost another game last year, they're out. If they lose another game this year, they're out. I think it's equal.
I think they're in a better spot now.
I'm with Jeremy. Trash.
Right?
Trash.
They're done if they lose another game. Toast.
Who's the
best game left? USC, maybe?
Yeah, USC is the only game.
If they lose to USC, they're eliminated from the playoffs.
Like, to make your point, like, to kind of make the point, because of how bad the Northern Illinois lost, that sapped them of being able to afford a second loss. So really the only difference being added by losing to two ranked teams is you can now afford that second loss. But like if you get to three, adding one more on, you're done.
But last year they would have lost two, they would have been out as well.
But that's the same though.
Yeah.
Because in both situations, you can't afford another loss.
I'm going to say equal. So because it's equal, it's not better. So I trash.
Okay.
Trash that son of a gun. My cash or trash, the Texans should play the young dudes more. This kind of throws a wrinkle into it, though, because they're getting Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios back. But I would like Noel and Higgins to play more. I would also like Woody Marks to play more.
100%.
Play the young dudes more. Texans should do it. Cash it or trash it.
Cash it. Especially Woody Marks. Like he should be out there.
And Jalen Knoll.
Yeah.
Jalen Knoll's electric.
Like, he, other than Nico, who do you have more faith in to get quick separation right now than Jalen Knoll?
No one.
If CJ needs quick separation.
Maybe we'll see Kirk. Like, maybe Kirk will have some of that juice
in
there.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I mean, the hope is that Kirk is your Edelman, Amendola. They call that position something, but I forget. It's like their fixer. I think they might call it the fixer.
I think I don't
a
like
fixers,
it.
That's a different connotation.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it.
They make movies about them.
So, Olivia Pope. What's your cash em or trash em, Brian?
I think by the time...
Joker. No, it's not Joker.
No, Joker. That's the running back position for Sean Payton.
Tight end.
Is it tight end?
Yeah.
Because I thought Kamara was the Joker.
Sometimes Evan Ingram's the Joker.
In some defenses, it's the nickel Joker.
Weird.
I know.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I think by the time... I'm going to go to college football just like Joe with my team here. Except for maybe less optimistic on my team. I think by the time the Texas Longhorns get to their road game against Georgia, Arch Manning will have been replaced as the starting quarterback.
Cash it.
Ooh.
I just look.
He's hurt, and they're lying.
I hope, Joe, you're 100% right. I don't know if he is hurt. I don't know if he's not. To me, it doesn't really matter. He is so wildly inaccurate that he's unplayable, and once they take losses to... Definitely Oklahoma at this point. I think Florida's on the fence. But by the time they get to Georgia, it's going to be to a point where they can no longer turn their head to it. I think they're going to have to replace them.
If I offered you a wager that Notre Dame's going to make the playoff and Texas will not, would you take it?
Yeah. I mean, wait, no, I would bet that's... I'd bet Notre Dame to make the playoff before Texas.
Yeah. You are out on Arch.
Look, I'm willing to... hope that he's hurt because he wasn't great. I thought in his two starts last year, but he wasn't bad. He wasn't this. So the only the hopeful explanation is he's hurt, and they're not telling us. And there are some isolated, like Ben Kurt, the former Packers quarterback, has isolated some shots where you see Arch throw these ducks and him wincing in pain as he throws it. So the hope is he really is hurt, and that explains away. Just the crazy inaccuracy he's shown, both high, low, bouncing passes behind. It's he's been insanely horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to cash it. But I think they would fake an injury before they benched him.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm just saying it's not going to be him at quarterback when they get to Georgia.
I like Oklahoma in that game in a couple weeks.
Oh, 100%.
I kind of like what Oklahoma's doing this year.
Unless Arch finally either heals or figures it out, Oklahoma's going to crush him.
I'm a mature guy. I like him.
Well, maybe not crush him. The defense is still good, but they'll win. Oklahoma will win.
I think they're going to win.
Oklahoma. They have been very impressive.
They have. Brian McTaggart, cash or trash. Joe Espada should be manager of the year. He wrote a little piece today, all the injuries, which the Astros have had, like, the highest loss of impact by injury. They're also on the verge with one more of, like, tying the all-time record of guys been on the injured list in 1 year.
Yeah, so based on that, so there's that, and then based on war, they've lost the most war of any of all injuries.
Of any team this season. Year. Yeah. Projected war, I guess.
I'm gonna cash it. But because I said it for a while, and I don't want to walk it back, that he should be manager of the year.
You got take lock?
But I still feel uninspired with what he's doing with the Strong.
Can someone win manager of the year with like 87 wins?
I think in this situation it would be deserved.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll
go to two different conversations of deserves and will win it, though.
I think you have to win the West. I don't think you can win it as a wild card team.
Yeah, I don't think you can either.
If he wins the West with the amount of injuries they've had, I think it would be worthy of manager of the year.
He does say that they would have to win the West.
I mean, AJ Hinch isn't deserving. I mean, you could say what Schneider.
I mean, I'm going with the Blue Jays guy. He would be my guy. Like, the Blue Jays, didn't they finish last place last year in their division? Mm-hmm. I want to say they finished last place last year in their division. So he took a team in a difficult division from worst to first. That's the manager of the year. It's not a spotter for me.
They won 74 games last year, and like, they've already won 89 this year.
And there's a shot that they're going to be the best record in the American League. I have to go Schneider. Schneider for me. Like, do I think Espada should be top three? Probably third. I also think this is a case of, like, back of the baseball card versus actual prowess. Because I don't think Espada's top three manager in the American League. I don't think he's top five.
No. But there, I think there's no. I mean, see, I was making the argument last year that after coming back from a 10-game deficit in the division, that there was an argument for it to be made. So I'm very pro, like Joe Spada, winning that award. Ironically, I still don't think it changes what we discussed last week, and that is if Dana Brown wanted to make a change at manager, I think he'd be in his right to do so.
Yeah, I have a hard time imagining that. It'd be very difficult, like, hey, we just had more players on the injured list than anybody in the history of the game, and we lost more projected war of anybody in all of Major League Baseball. I'm going to move on from my skipper. It seems far-fetched to me, but so does firing a GM after he won the World Series. So,
yep.
Shrug.
And we've seen coaches of the year get fired before.
Yeah, the Raptors coach. Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey, that's right, yeah.
Dwayne Casey got fired. Doc Rivers at one point. Did it?
Yeah.
Dwayne Casey's the one that I remember because I think they gave him the award after he was fired.
Yeah. I think he was already the Pistons coach or something when he got the award.
Yeah, something weird like that. 713-780-ESPN. Do we have the Rich Eisen, his cash him or trash him, Brian? Rich Eisen, who you can catch noon to three, which has gone over really well. The listeners to our radio station love Rich Eisen, which how can you not? Rich Eisen's very, very good. But Rich Eisen had a thought about Cincinnati, the Bengals. He thinks they're still going to be fine without Joe Burrow.
I don't think the season's over. I think Jake Browning is better than maybe a third of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. How does that sound?
Oh, really?
Whoa.
That's a bold statement, Richard.
I think Jake Browning is that good.
Can we go through the list?
I think Jake Browning. I don't want to do that. I think Jake Browning is the best backup quarterback in the NFL, and that's why I don't even think they should call Atlanta right now.
So he thinks that Jake Browning's better than 10 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh,
Jake
boy.
Browning. He says he's the best. So there's a lot of hot takes there. He's better than 10 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
And he's the best backup in the NFL.
I mean, is he better than Davis Mills?
And the Bengals are going to be just fine without him. Cash or trash?
Okay.
I think I trashed all three of them.
Yeah.
Trash.
I mean, this is the same Jake Browning that threw three interceptions, right? I know. He literally led a late drive to get the win, but he did throw three interceptions.
He's got the lowest time to throw in the NFL this year.
Yeah. Like, are you taking him over, like, the bottom of the barrel of the NFL right now? Are you taking over Cam Ward?
No.
No.
Are you taking over Caleb?
No.
Tua?
Yes.
Tua, yes.
I don't like Tua.
I'm with Tua. I mean, I guess...
I know nothing about Browning. I know enough about Tua.
Like, are you taking him over the Fields / Tyrod Taylor?
No. Oh, Taylor maybe.
Yeah, but...
Not Fields.
And that's
not
only
Fields.
For 1 week, right? Mac Jones?
No, I would take Mac Jones first.
Yeah, I don't think...
I would take Mac ahead of him.
I would take Mac Jones, Tyson Bagent...
Bajant, sure.
Davis Mills.
You take me. I think that one's close. I don't know enough about Browning to really define.
I would take Davis Mills over Browning.
Would you take Anthony Richardson over Browning?
No.
I would take Browning.
He can't throw.
Maybe he can run. How about he can't stay healthy when he runs.
How about Kirk Cousins?
I would take Kirk.
I'd probably go Kirk.
I would bank on the fact that there's still some Kirk Cousins left in there.
What about former Pro Bowler Mitch Trubisky?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I would take Mitch.
I think it's tight. I think I might go Mitch, too. I know nothing about Browning. I know he's pretty good at Washington. I have no idea who the Patriots backup is. I have no idea who the Dolphins backup is.
Dolphins is a bust.
Oh, yeah. It's Zach Wilson.
Yes.
That's right. I might take Zach Wilson over Browning.
I think I would go Browning.
Browning is the Bengal one. Who's the Ravens backup? I don't know backup quarterbacks very well. Steelers backup. He actually played the other day. He got in. I don't remember who it was. Browns, Dylan Gabriel.
Is the Steelers backup the kid from Ohio State, Will Howard?
No, I think it's Mason Rudolph, actually.
Okay, still
it is. I know it is now.
Lamar's backup is Cooper Rush.
I would take Rush.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these.
I'm not sure that Browning's middle of the pack backup quarterback.
You know what I noticed in that clip? When his producers, well, not his producers, his co-hosts, let's call them. When they pushed back, he's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Like, he ran from the take. Like, I think he immediately knew, maybe that's a bit spicy.
I think because of his role in the NFL, I think that he avoids takes. Like, I was going to say spicy, but it's not that spicy. Or controversial, but it's not that controversial. I think he tries to avoid any sort of opinion.
He doesn't want a headline saying Rich Eisen says Jake Browning is way better than whatever.
I've read that about him.
I don't know. He said the Bears should do to Caleb what the Panthers did to Bryce Young, which I think is crazy.
Yeah, maybe that,
what, bench
that
would... him for 6 weeks and then bring him back?
Yeah, and hope you're starting that Tyson Bagent gets into a car accident so you can get him back on the field.
Okay, then maybe I'm wrong about that.
Because that's what happened to Andy Dalton. The only reason why Bryce started playing.
I forgot about the car.
I did too. The Bryce Rocket.
Like, how do you get a player back on the field? Hope your quarterback gets into a car accident? But of all the takes, the one I would believe in the most, though, because of the talent on the roster, because of Higgins, Chase Brown, Al Golden's defense has looked a little bit better. Like, could Browning keep them in position for a December Joe Burrow return to be a wild card team?
Yeah,
I don't think that's possible.
I think it's possible.
I think that's on the table.
He really just has to go 500 in their, assuming Joe Burrow is back on December 1, let's say.
I don't know if it's easy to go 500.
I'm not saying it's easy, but if he goes 500, they're right there because they started 2-0.
And, like, and we'll know the answer this weekend. Like, if they can't beat Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings, their season's over.
Wentz or Browning? I guess we'll find out.
Browning. I think I'm thinking Browning.
I think Browning.
I drafted Jake Browning yesterday.
In what?
In a best ball draft.
You're still doing those?
Rest of the season,
baby. You got a problem.
Weeks 3 through 17. What's wrong with that? I drafted Jamar Chase first overall, and I wanted to stack Browning as his quarterback. I got him late. I feel like it's good value. Cash or trash, says a texter. Texans go 0-4.
Trash.
Yeah, I trash. I think they're going to win at least one of these next two
games.
Hopefully two. Astros need to sit down Fromber, cash or trash.
Trash?
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like. Why would you sit Fromber down?
Yeah, to gain what? Because you have great pitching depth behind him?
So you can start J.P. France?
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm trashing that.
Unless, I guess, you're talking about trying to just, like, make sure it's ready for the playoffs. Like, make sure your rotation's set.
So, but have them not pitch for 2 weeks? That doesn't really help them.
Yeah, I mean, later on.
I mean, you need them this. I trash that.
You're trying to win the division still.
Texture Israel calls. Trash or crash? Trash or cash?
Trash or crash?
Trash or trash?
I'll crash him.
Trash.
He's crashing out. I cash him. I like Israel's calls. Awesome. Big fan. Did you trash it?
I trashed it.
Yeah. All right.
The Texans are always right. That's what Jeremy taught us today.
That's true. He did teach us that.
I didn't say they're always right.
Just when they agree with you.
Yeah. I'm a maverick.
Thanks for the time, Jeremy.
Alex, will Aziz take Trevor out again? 713-780 ESPN. I forgot about that. I forgot about that storyline.
Is this a revenge game for Trevor Lawrence?
This is the first time they played since, right? That was the second guy. Yeah. That was the second game last year. Or is it a revenge game for Aziz? He felt slighted. He felt slighted that he got four games.
Only one man will leave the field.
I like Aziz's chances.
Yeah, I like it too. I do too.
He did crush Bucky Irving. Was it Bucky Irving? I think it was.
He crushed somebody, and then Speed crushed the kick returner.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was a nasty one.
I want more EJ Speed.
I do too. Cash or trash, EJ Speed should be linebacker too instead of Henry Toho.
Cash it.
Yeah, can EJ Speed bring down a Baker Mayfield on a blitz?
Can he tackle him?
Yes. Great question. What if he made that play on a 4th and 10 that would have sealed the victory?
I think cash or trash. I think Speed makes that play.
I think so too.
I think most quality linebackers make that play.
2-0, 2-0. Never mind. That's a bad joke. NFL overreactions. What are the NFL overreactions that you have after 2 weeks of the NFL season? 713-780-3776. It is Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Houston, the Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Did you know that Walmart has more than a half a billion items online? That's a lot. Find a huge selection online that you can't find in stores at Walmart.com. You're going to love browsing Walmart.com and finding a bunch of stuff you never even knew existed. Tasty stuff. Stuff you might wear. Prescriptions, even. Branham family, we've been ordering online from Walmart for quite some time. I love it because I don't have a lot of time. I don't like to mess with a crowd. I like to watch my sports. So we order online with Walmart, and we get all the things that we need without even having to leave the house. It's wonderful. Oh, it's too expensive. Online grocery shopping costs more. That's what you're thinking, but you're wrong. That's not true at Walmart. It's not too expensive. It doesn't cost more. It costs the same. They're same for delivery as they are in store. And you already know, because it's Walmart, that the prices are low. And what I love about it, they're fast. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. They're going to save you time. Use Express Delivery to get all the things you need from Walmart, like the groceries, maybe a little produce, like the home goods. You know what I needed? I need some wasp killer spray because the wasps are going nuts outside in the backyard. So I got a little bit of that, got it ordered to my doorstep, and Branham won the battle. They can deliver that. They can deliver prescriptions, too. Walmart is changing the game. So when it comes to feeding your family, protecting your family from wasps in the backyard, hosting a tailgate, throwing a party, think Walmart for all of those needs. Start an order right now at Walmart.com.
ESPN 97.5. Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, NFL overreactions. What NFL overreactions do you have? 713-780-3776. That's Israel. Daniel. his NFL overreaction. Daniel Jones will be back on the bench by week 8. Grimace emoji.
No.
He could get hurt. But bench is a little different than like hurt.
Yeah, I think he's insinuating that Anthony Richardson will be the starting quarterback by choice.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can watch the first two games and come up with that take, but you know.
No, that's I trashed that one. Trashed that one, Israel. Cash or trash, Cowboys win their division.
Trash.
Yeah, trash. I mean, they're the Eagles. The Eagles exist. The Eagles are around.
I don't think the Cowboys defense is gonna be good enough. The offense might be.
No, their defense is dreadful. I mean, they made Russell Wilson look like vintage Russell Wilson, prime Russell Wilson. They couldn't defend the deep ball. And look, I understand that Bland was hurt and that matters, but they don't have any pass rush. That's why they signed Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, which super good at.
And he's going to help. he's going to help them. That's how bad it is for them. All right, these NFL overreactions. These were from the Athletics. From the Athletic. The Colts are 2-0 for the first time since 2009. Are they for real?
I'm going to say no.
Define for real.
Playoffs.
I think they're for real. I think they make the playoffs. I've seen enough.
I have a hard time.
I think they're going to win the division, quite frankly.
I have a hard time. It's just Dan Jones, and I know he's got
to play. I wonder if I get value on that.
He's got a playoff victory at this point. I wonder what the Texans' number is at this point. They've got some good weapons on offense. I just can't buy into Daniel Jones.
Good weapons. They have great weapons.
I can't do it.
Jonathan Taylor is a top running back. Top what running back? 5?
At minimum 10.
Oh, can't name me 5 better. Can't name me 5 better running backs than Jonathan Taylor.
Gibbs?
1.
Bijan?
2.
Saquon?
3.
Henry?
Maybe, but I'll give it to you. 4.
Cook.
Eh.
Yeah, close. You're right. He's
close.
Probably 5. No, he's probably 5.
Like, it's close.
Yeah.
Like, Cook's close. Bucky might be close.
I really like Bucky Irvin.
I like Bucky Irvin, too. I think without Josh a Jacobs. Shadow of a doubt, okay, without a shadow of a doubt, he's somewhere between the 5 and 8 range.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. I'm not pushing back against that. He's right there.
Easily top 8. You could argue as high as 5 mm-hmm. for Taylor. Tyler Warren by the end of the year will be a top what tight end?
5.
I think so, too. That top dude 5. Is a stud. Why did the Bears draft Loveland?
Well, I don't think it would matter. I don't think Warren, I think Warren would be doing just the same thing he's doing.
I disagree.
Loveland, I think Loveland's going to be good. He's not being targeted.
That is fair. He is not being targeted.
I don't know what they're doing.
Well, they do have a lot of targets.
They do, and a pouty one.
Who's pouting?
DJ. He gone.
I don't like that.
He gone. He gonna get traded.
You think? Guaranteed. He could help the Texans.
Ben Johnson's calling him out every single day.
What's he doing?
He's talking about his body. He's talking about body language. People not being happy when they don't have the ball. Same thing we saw with DJ Moore last year. DJ Moore will be traded by the midseason.
I wouldn't mind him with the Texans.
Yeah, if you get him the ball, he'll be a great player. He won't pout for you.
The Texans could give him the ball.
Yeah. DJ Moore would be a good fit for the Texans. I don't know how you pay for it.
I can't find... Okay, here we go. NFC, NFL division futures, AFC South. The Texans are plus 250 to win the South. The Colts are plus 135. The Jags are plus 210. The Titans are plus 1,400. I don't love plus 135. I feel like that's not good enough value.
Yeah, I think you'd almost...
Would you play the Texans at plus 250?
No, I want to wait.
I wouldn't because I don't trust their offense.
I know. I kind of want to see them lose this weekend to Jacksonville.
And then play it? I think I'm going to fire on the Colts plus 135.
I would probably... Yeah, I mean, plus 250 is probably the I mean, if the Texans are going to win the division this year, this is probably the price you want to get it at.
I just did it. No, I didn't do Texans. I did Colts.
Did Colts?
Yeah, I did Colts. I'm trying to Branham foot and mouth this for the Texans. Because the moment I play the Colts, Colts struggle, boom, Texans.
And we'll be there. So I'm doing it.
I'm doing it for the city.
Yeah.
I'm putting on for the city.
That's all you can do.
Is what I'm doing. How concerned should Chicago be?
With what?
The Bears, the team.
With everything?
Yeah.
10 out of 10. With Caleb?
Yeah, I think they're on their way to a 5-12 season.
With Caleb? I think it's like a 5 for me. He's still got it.
5 on the scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still got the goods, I think. Like, he's still doing stuff every week that I'm impressed with. He's getting better with better at certain things every week. Like, I think if you really watch Caleb Williams, you can see a quarterback that's getting better.
Rocky says Breece Hall is number 5. I wouldn't take Breece Hall over any of the running backs we mentioned.
I did forget Breece Hall.
I wouldn't take him over any of the running backs we mentioned.
I'm really curious what he looks like as the season goes on. I don't know if he can hold up.
I wouldn't take him over any of these running backs that we mentioned. Is it already hopeless in Miami after an 0-2 start?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're...
Of all the 0-2 situations, I don't think they're in the worst of them, but that Tua contract is just so bad. Like, he's going to be the most expensive backup quarterback in the NFL next year, maybe.
They got to move on.
Yeah.
Can they get out of that at all?
No, not really. They're kind of stuck. So it's like you're talking about, like, Grant Nussmeier being the starting quarterback with Tua as the backup.
And it's probably going to be a new head coach.
Definitely will be a new head coach.
Like, McDaniel's going to be the offense coordinator for the Texans.
I think McDaniel's is the first coach fired.
I think so, too.
I don't know who else is really in contention, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe the Panthers coach?
Nah, it feels like they like him.
I mean, I don't think Daboll will get fired midseason.
No, it feels like they like him, too.
Yeah.
And you have, like, the Jackson Dart in your back pocket, so, like, when things go bad, like, okay, we'll go rookie card, and if the rookie looks better, it saves your job.
I don't think Stefanski's getting fired midseason. Like, I really don't know, like, outside of Miami, who's a midseason firing
candidate
at this point.
What about Callahan? Like, if they're 2-12 and Ward looks mid and he still can't get, like, rules right, even then.
I could see Callahan being.
I think Callahan's 2.
And I think if Mike Vrabel has success in New England.
Oh, yeah.
I think that will add some of the pressure to that. But, yeah, Callahan and McDaniel are probably the 2 that would be most likely to get fired.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, because Arizona started 2-0. New Orleans obviously just hired Kellen Moore. Like,
I think Arizona's going to fight for a playoff spot.
I kind of do, too. I'll cash that.
Vikings have a J.J. McCarthy problem.
Trash?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think it's too early.
This ankle thing is kind of mysterious.
Yeah.
Like, he was playing on it. He didn't show any signs of a limp. And then he comes, oh, yeah. And then Tuesday?
Yeah.
It wasn't even Tuesday. It was Monday. You come out the very next day. Oh, yeah, he's going to be out 4 weeks. What? Yordan didn't even get placed on the IL.
Yeah.
Yordan looked like he broke every ligament. You don't break ligaments. Yordan looked like he tore every ligament in his ankle, and Dana Brown's not even putting him on the 10-day IL. J.J. Yes. McCarthy's running out there in full sprint late in the fourth quarter, and the next day they announce he's out for 4 weeks? That is fishy.
Yeah, I mean, it would be the wise move to sit him with a phantom injury, like we were talking about with Arch Manning earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, I struggle because I watched what he did at the end of the first week of the season, but I'm not a J.J. McCarthy believer.
Yeah, I was told that he was going to be good, and then
he didn't throw the ball in college. Like, he barely threw it in college.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts got benched for Tua in college.
His best play is a bad flea flicker that he threw up in the air against Alabama.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
I don't know.
They were eager to get to Carson Wentz. Very eager to get to Carson. And if you're eager to get to Carson Wentz for 4 weeks, committing early, ooh.
And Kevin O'Connell, won't be afraid to move on.
No.
You can't live up to the Sam Darnold standard, that's trouble.
Oh, we didn't mention Christian McCaffrey. That's our bad. We didn't mention Kyren Williams either. That's our bad. Maybe it is closer to 10 than it is 5. But Taylor's still a freak. The Chiefs will miss the playoffs.
Oh, man. I really don't want to go on the record with this. Yeah.
You think they're going to miss it?
No, I think they're... No.
I think which side of the fence are you on?
I'm going to take, they'll be, they'll be the last wild card team in.
I think they're going to make it.
I think they're going to make it, but I think it's going to be really close.
I think they'll figure out a way to get to 10 wins.
I can't figure what's going on with this Travis Kelce thing with him throwing a tantrum on the sideline like that. I mean, if they don't beat the Ravens in 2 weeks, they're going to start the season you know, 1-3. They could have the same record as the Texans through four games.
Yeah, but they can rip off 9 wins way easier.
You're right. But their schedule's also challenging at times. I mean,
yeah, for sure. First place schedule. Tough division.
They don't look right. And it's and similarly in a way with the Texans, but they've gotten away with it, and it feels weird to compare the two. The problems for the Chiefs have been the same problems for about 2 years now.
Yeah, but they still have Reed and still have Mahomes, so you feel like they're going to figure out a way. And I believe that they will.
And their defense has found a way to put them in position to get back to the Super Bowl.
Josh Jacobs, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, yeah. Joe mentioned Jacobs. We omitted McCaffrey. That's our bad. Do you think McCaffrey's a top 5 running back?
I guess.
Yeah, when healthy, he has.
It's hard to say because he's just not healthy enough to bank on him being top 5. But, yeah, when he's out there, he's a top 5 guy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, 713-780-3776. Car wreck of the day. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You know it's never a car wreck getting a goal from Pro Dunk? They have the best basketball goals in the world. Why are you wasting your time in these big box stores getting your basketball goals from there? They're no good. Backboard's going to break. The rim's going to break. You probably have to install it. And that means it's already going to be broken because you're not good at that sort of thing. That's why the pros at Pro Dunk do that for you, because they are good at that sort of thing. So you're going to have the best goal in the world, and you're going to have a perfectly assembled goal because they're great. They make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. Tempered glass backboard gives you a true, authentic feel. Breakaway rim, stainless steel hardware. It's rust-proof, which is massive. Height adjustable, too, anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet. And their accessories, next level. LED light kits for night play. It's too hot in Houston. You don't want to play until the sun goes down. We got LED light kits to be able to do that. You're at work, kids are at school, I get it. Backstop nets, pull pad lettering, so you can customize your goal even. And you can order everything, including professional insulation, online at ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. That's right. Perfectly level, perfectly straight. You're not going to get a big box delivered to your driveway with a million pieces that you have to assemble. Uh-uh. They're going to do that for you. And right now, look at this deal, because they love you. Right now, if you call Pro Dunk and mention hearing this ad on ESPN, you'll receive the Lightning Adjust Drill Powered Height Adjustment Feature for free. You're going to get the Lightning Adjust Feature for free. You know how much that cost? $249. Are you paying for it? Nuh-uh. Why? Because you mentioned us. Installation free, too. It helps you raise and lower the goal 10 times faster with zero effort. Take advantage of this now by calling 281-351-9822, 281-351-9822, produnk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suave, bésame, bésame, suave.
Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
I love that Christian Javier is back.
Just for the song?
Yeah, not so much for his 1-3 record and 478 ERA. I just love hearing
the vibes,
the song.
The vibes
are
song.
So good right now, aren't they? You know what he's saying, right? You know what best that made me enjoy?
I have no idea.
No idea.
But I'm a gringo, as you would say.
You are a gringo.
And I'm next.
Do you know what labios means?
No.
No idea.
Whatever you ask next, the answer's going to be no.
It's probably going to be no.
Besame means kiss me. Labios means lips.
Oh.
Besame. I want to feel your lips.
You're going to get canceled in 2025?
Mm. El reptil. Why do you think you have the nickname? Oh, I love Javier so much. Hopefully he's got the invisible working. The IVB, baby. I hope the IVB
is just crushing it.
He's crushing it.
I'm rooting for whatever gets Rise you to talk up. Less about the IVB or
that,
whatever he's
Christian
said.
Javier invented the IVB in Houston.
What,
he invented
what,
the
what gets you to talk
invisible.
About it less? Him being good tonight or bad tonight?
What's that?
What makes you talk about that less?
Him being bad.
Okay, then I'm not.
But if he's bad, it might be because of poor IVB. If he's good, he needs to have a good IVB night in order to be good. Live at the top of the zone, high fastball. He turned it off. All right, car wreck of the day. What you got?
Car wreck of the day. Kyler Murray has gone viral for posting a picture of him and his pit bull, but the problem is he's wearing a Michael Vick jersey. So he had to apologize.
Is that real? Because I immediately went to his Murray. I went to his Instagram page and it wasn't there. Did he delete it?
He apologized at a press conference today. And
I thought you were going to say the pit bull was bigger than him.
That's also possible.
It's actually not far off.
That's nuts that he would do that. Is he just not self-aware, or did he do this to troll?
No, he apologized.
No, he's not self-aware. I saw it from a Barstool repost, and then it was gone, so I wasn't sure if it was real, but I guess it is.
It was real.
Oh, man. That's a bad look. Terrible look. I nominate Florida assistant Jabbar Joluke for punching. So he slapped somebody. Slapped the opponent of the Tigers. He got suspended 3 games. What you got, Brian?
I'll nominate myself for mixing up former Houston Cougar pitchers, I think first segment of the show, and then hitting the drop when it was not deserved.
De Los Santos did not go to university.
No, he did not. No, he did not.
What wins?
Brian.
Brian, you're the winner.
You turtle me down, Joe.
Congratulations, Brian. You won. You need one after 2 days off. Brian's the winner. Happy Brian, birthday. Thank you for your mediocre work back. Yeah, you can tell that you're a little rusty.
You're welcome, pal.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Glenn Davis and Destination 2026 coming up right now on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Thanks for the time, Jeremy.
ESPN 97.5.